There's Jerry Haggerty from the Haggerty Auto Group. Hey, Jerry, welcome back to the show. How have you been?
John, I've been great. Happy New Year.
Maybe people should get out and buy a blazer right now to get him through this weather, sir.
There you go. Today would be the day.
You know,
we're on snow patrol, so we're always happy to have customers.
Friday, we were talking on this show about electric cars, and we actually had a guest on who talked about them as well. He said that the Bolt, he thinks, is a terrific vehicle. But he also said that that's going to be discontinued for a while from Chevrolet. What's the status of your electric car?
Well, first of all, let me say that the information that dealers receive from manufacturers, sometimes there's news out there on the internet before the manufacturer tells the dealer. So as much as I'd like to say we're supposed to be the experts, we're only as good as the information that we receive. But We have not heard here. They announced months ago that the Bolt was going to be discontinued. And the dealers generally were pretty shocked about that because it was a good selling vehicle and it fills a need. And months later, they reversed course and said, we're not going to discontinue the Bolt. So maybe that's part of the misinformation out there, that it's going to be discontinued. Well, eventually everything is going to be discontinued and a new model will replace it. But as far as I know, it's here to stay for a few years.
Do you have any to sell?
We do. We do. The Bolt is a good seller. We don't get them in large volumes simply because of production right now, but they are selling.
What are the specs on that? Like, how far does it go? What does it cost? What's the, I don't know, tell me about that one car in particular, just as an example.
Yeah, so first of all, there's a Bolt and a Bolt EV, so I don't want to get too complicated. The Bolt is a little smaller version. The Bolt EUV is a little larger, but they're roughly $27,000 to start, and they'll go up, the EUV will go up to about $37,000. So that's the general price range of it. And, the range are a few hundred miles range. So it really fills a need for a lot of drivers.
I'm surprised. Are those both electric cars, 100% electric cars?
Yes, they are.
And
I'm driving. Go ahead.
Are you really? 27 to 37. I think we're all used to numbers like 50K for an electric car. You could get one in the low 30s, huh?
Yes, you can. You can.
Huh. And then what about the charging of those, Jerry? I heard from a listener who said dealers don't like these cars. They don't want these cars for a variety of reasons, maybe. But I guess those are two different questions. Why don't you answer the second one first? I presume electric vehicles are part of the future. And I don't know that it would do you any good to, quote unquote, not like EVs. What's your general attitude about them?
You're exactly right, and obviously I can't speak for all dealers, but I talk to a lot of dealers, and the general consensus is it is the future. There's very little question about that. As the price comes down, and it has come down in the last couple of years, it becomes a good alternative for customers, but there are a lot of roadblocks. There are charging issues as far as where do I charge my car. The range anxiety is definitely something that is still there. The chargers, there's three different level chargers, 1, 2, and 3. So you can charge a vehicle very quickly if you can find a level 3 charger. And again, those are the things that as they get better, dealers will really enjoy selling them.
Now, it'd be easier to sell them, yeah.
Easier. There's a whole another side to that coin, though. It is a different business for us. Your typical, say, ICE vehicle, which is an internal combustion engine vehicle, you sell that vehicle. You will regularly see that vehicle for maintenance over its lifespan.
Sure.
You won't see that with electric. So there's a different mechanism on electric vehicles. So you see a lot of dealers saying, oh, wait a minute, if everything I sell is electric, what's my service department going to look like in 5 years?
Yeah, well, with all due respect, boohoo for you. I mean, if...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the flip side to that is, and no one's going to cry for a dealer, but the way the manufacturers have arranged the margin on an electric vehicle versus a regular ICE vehicle is dramatically different. Dramatically different.
Okay, well, hold on. I wanted to talk to you about that and also about the rebates. What's the status of that, at least at your place? Maybe you've got a question, too. Jerry Haggerty's on the line. Jerry, how much room do you have on an electric car to negotiate?
Well, yeah, obviously, each manufacturer is slightly different, but the manufacturers that we represent, not much. As an example, and this is just going to be a general, if a ICE vehicle may have 5 to 7% markup, let's say.
That's a gas-powered car. Yeah, 5 to 7%.
An electric vehicle may have 1%.
Really? Really?
So when you hear dealers saying they're not crazy about it, that's certainly a component of it.
I understand that. I mean, you know, you got to make a living too. We got to find a place to buy the car and get whatever service or questions answered. What about the discount? Has the Bolt been qualifying for that $7,500 rebate?
The Bolt does, and there's really two components to this rebate. And again, this is all new to us, so we're learning this as it rolls out, and it rolled out just a few days ago. There's a vehicle component and then a component on the person buying it. There's an income threshold that you have to qualify for, and then the vehicle itself, to qualify, has to have 60% of the car's battery components manufactured in North America. That's one component. The other component is 50% of the critical minerals must be extracted or processed in the U.S. or a country with a free trade agreement with us.
And so, and the Bolt qualifies on those two fronts.
The Bolt does qualify. So then it comes down to the income part of it. So the way that breaks down is, if you are buying a vehicle and you file as a couple, you have to make less than $300,000 filing jointly. Or if you're individual, you have to be $150,000 or less as a single taxpayer to qualify for the $7,500.
Okay, well, that's most people. I mean, that's right. Not that doesn't exclude most folks. But that's the Chevy Bolt. Now, what about at your Ford dealership? How does that happen?
Right. Same thing. The Lightning qualifies.
It does.
As well. In fact, I actually did a quick little search here. The Lightning, the F-150 Lightning, does qualify as long as the MSRP is under $80,000, which is another one of the requirements on a truck. And the Lightning does qualify.
Wow. What happened to that? When the F-150 electric truck came out, wasn't there like a huge response? I was surprised because I thought, here's my stereotype of somebody driving an F-150. They want a good old American-made car, and they want it gas. And they're not into this fancy newfangled electric thing. But in fact, wasn't there a quick line of people waiting to get the electric 150?
Absolutely. There was, I believe, a two-year waiting list for that. And we also see that with the Chevy Silverado, which I think will be out here in the spring or shortly after. We've had customers on a waiting list since they announced it a couple of years ago.
Huh.
Yes.
And then how far do those go? Because those are heavier, and maybe you got something in the back. What's the range on the F-150 or maybe will be on the electric Silverado?
Right. So there are different ranges based on there's an extended range battery. Honestly, I'm not sure what that extended range gets and what the difference is, but I believe it's in the low to mid 200 range.
I guess the thing is, I mean, most of us are driving around town. If you're going to go to Peoria and back, and that's 300 miles, then you better have a full charge, or maybe you need to take your other car. Do people buy electric cars as a town car, but they keep a gas car, or what do they do?
Yes, that is what we are seeing, and actually, I'm living that myself. I'm driving a electric Blazer, but I'm just driving in town. I don't drive 25 miles a day, And on if I do have a distance, it might be 100 miles. So I literally have gone 4 months without needing gas. Obviously, don't need gas in that car, but I charge it when I get home, and it's ready to go. We have another vehicle, a Tahoe, that's gas. And if we have to go on a long trip,
yeah,
that's what we're taking. And that's what we're seeing most people doing.
Okay, here's some questions from our listeners. Why would hybrid not be the future rather than forcing the electric on us? What do you say to that?
I think that's a smart question. That's how a lot of dealers feel, is to transition into an all-electric. Hybrid makes a lot of sense. It's just we feel that not only the manufacturers, but also EV enthusiasts and the government on both sides of the aisle are on this mad push to maximize electric. And there's just still too many issues that have to be dealt with. I think hybrid makes a lot more sense, personally.
This is Robin. You're on WGN Radio with our friend Jerry Haggerty. Hey, Robin, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, John. Thank you. Hey, Mr. Haggerty. So the second smaller SUV from Chevy that is going to be electric, when is that going to be out? I was so heartbroken. I need a new vehicle. I have a 10-year-old vehicle I'm driving now, and a Blazer won't fit in my garage, but I want electric. Do you know when that's going to be out?
The latest information we have is that we will see the Equinox EV in the spring.
This spring.
Now, yeah. So, we'll keep our ears tuned in to see if anything changes there. But that's the latest information we have.
Good luck on that, Robin. I'm short of time. Thank you for the call. Hey, Jerry Haggerty, I want a hybrid, says another listener. I'm afraid of traveling without a charging station nearby. What hybrids do you recommend?
Well, respectfully, I think I'm going to decline to select a hybrid just because of the different manufacturers that we represent. I would just say this, that the range anxiety that people have is real. I have it in my vehicle, but I know I'm not driving too far. That again, why the hybrid makes a lot of sense. Until there's more chargers out there and they charge quickly, I just think hybrid is a great transition. That's not to say that people should not buy electric right now. John, like you said, a lot of people don't drive long distances. So,
it does sound like as good an idea as this is, or electric is the future, fine. But maybe we are rushing it in your estimation, that you're happy to sell the electric cars. But right now, hybrids, which will operate on electricity for some of the drive, you think a hybrid is maybe the, if you've got range anxiety or range issues, the hybrid is a better choice.
I believe for the majority, well, I shouldn't say majority. We know the majority of drivers don't drive more than 100 miles a day. So in theory, that's an electric vehicle. But what if you do want to go on a trip? So yeah, I just think in the near term, the hybrid is a good way to go.
That's Jerry Haggerty at the Haggerty Auto Group. Jerry, I may have more questions like this down the road for you, but this has been helpful. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Absolutely.